on the heels of the announced retirement of HPD's chief, the ongoing federal investigation continues, and that has some wondering why the rush to get a secret settlement with the chief, which could include a big cash payout. Civil Beat reporter Chad Blair has the reality check. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Okay, so there are two big questions here. Why the haste, and why negotiate in secret?
Well, in answer to the second question, Nick Gruby talked to a number of folks, including Max Sword, the police commission head, and two of the members, Stephen Levinson and Loretta Sheehan. And while everyone is not in agreement, and while Sword is the spokesperson for the commission, one thing that Levinson said was, you know, you need the secrecy in order to reach an amicable deal. This is the only way you can really come up with a plan that is acceptable to all parties. Sword did say the vote on the retirement package will be made public. That's next week. The public will have a chance to comment on that, and details will be released at that time. So I suppose that gives some comfort to those that worry that we're not following sunshine law, that we should really be having this discussion in the public, given such an important position. Now, to your second question, what was your second question, Beth Ann?
the idea that, first let's talk about what you just said, that we only have really a week until we'll find out what the details
why
of that settlement will be.
Why the rush?
But there are some who are saying, look, this investigation is ongoing. There are things that we may not know. Is there a real reason to have so much, you know, haste to be able to say, you know, here's the settlement and that part's over and done with and we move on, although that federal investigation will also be continuing?
Right. Well, I'm glad you brought that point up. And one of the things that Sheehan said, she was actually the only one to vote against the retirement plan for Louis K. Aloha. She says she's concerned about paying someone probably a large amount of money while the indictment of the chief is still possible. And that this doesn't cast the right message from the commission. On the other hand, I should say that Levinson said, we got to start the healing process at HPD. There's a serious morale problem. This is a small price to pay. In terms of the price, we don't know yet exactly, but you know, KLO has been on a city employee for 33 years, making currently $182,000 a year. By one estimate, his pension could be $150K a year, which is a substantial payout. There might also be an indemnification language in the buyout to prevent him from taking legal action. So a variety of opinions on why they are rushing to do this, a sense that they need to get this done, but all the while that federal investigation is not going away.
Which means that, you know, that idea about healing may or may not be something that can happen even if you were to remove and have a settlement with the chief.
That's an important point, because remember, there are four other police officers that have been named in this inquiry. And as Nick has reported, this could extend beyond HPD into other city agencies, naming other officials. It's still in the early stages, as we've been reporting. And one wonders whether even buying out Louis K. Aloha is even going to settle this, that morale problems may continue at HPD. This could be a serious black eye on the city going forward.
All right. Well, at this point, we have to continue on and see what happens next, and we'll talk about it. Thanks, Chad.
Thanks, Beth Ann.
Chad Blair joins us every day from Civil Beat with a reality check.